Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Blake Ayers here on Balaka Airtime. We are talking today on Sunday, March 24th, 2019. It is 1:41 p.m. We are live on this podcast here. Talking about the March Madness tournament here. You got quite a few upsets first day, for 2 days. Four 7-seed teams go down. Warford, the only 7-seed to survive. Louisville, Cincinnati, and Nevada all out. First game of their tourney. Then you got some upsets. You got Murray State over Marquette. Baylor over Syracuse. Florida again over Nevada. Then you got Minnesota over Louisville. Belmont had a close one against Maryland, not quite. And then you had Liberty over Mississippi State. That was a big one. A lot of people thought Mississippi State had a good team this year, SEC being a big SEC team, but that 12 versus 5 is a deadly matchup. And Liberty took it to them. And then you go over to the other side of the brackets, one side to the other. Oklahoma put down on Ole Miss. Oregon, 12 seed versus 5 seed. Against Wisconsin. Beat Wisconsin bad. UC Irvine, 13-4. UC Irvine wins. And then you got Iowa, 10-7. Iowa wins. 9-8, Washington, Utah State. Washington won. And you crawl down to Ohio State, Iowa State. Everyone thought, oh, Iowa State's this, Iowa State's that. They're a big name. I mean, they had a great year. A phenomenal year. Phenomenal year. But lost to Ohio State. The Ohio State University Buckeyes took it to them. And then you got, that's about it for the upsets in the first round. And then you had Baylor put a good running to Gonzaga yesterday, and then Gonzaga took it to them. Florida State whooped on Murray State. Jerron Morant. Not going to make his call. He's not making the call yet, whether he's going pro or not. He's projected to go top 3 pick, and we'll see if he goes. We'll just see if he goes. I don't know if he's going to go, but I think he'll go, but we'll see what happens. He's still got until April 22nd to decide whether he wants to stay in Murray State for his junior year or go pro. And then you got Florida, Michigan. It was close, but Michigan pulled away. Then you got the going back here. Purdue, Villanova. Wow. Purdue kicked butt. They opened up a can of kicking butt. Purdue did not let the gas. They were up by 35, I think, at the most, and on by 20-something. Today, right now, we got Cincinnati and Tennessee on going on right now. Tennessee's putting the whooping on Iowa, I'm sorry. Not Cincinnati, but Iowa. Putting the whooping on Iowa. Later today, you'll have Virginia and Oklahoma. UC Irvine versus Oregon. Who's gonna go? 12 or 13? So it's 16. And then going back to Auburn. Auburn put a whooping on Kansas. Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawk got rocked hard by the Auburn Tigers. Auburn Tigers, there was one player out there had at least 6 threes in the game. I'm like, you shooting 6 threes in the game, you lights out and you're gonna win. And they won big. Moving on to UK Warford. Warford hung in there for the longest period of time, but UK prevailed. And then you got Houston coming out of that Georgia State-Houston game. And then you got the, So you got Houston, Ohio State. That's going to be a good one. Personally, I think I want to go with the Buckeyes. I'm going to go with the Buckeyes on this one. because I just think the momentum of what they did against Iowa State the other day, last night, or, I'm sorry, Friday night, is going to prevail big and they're going to win. I just think that's just going to happen. They're going to win. But you got, right now, Duke is going to play UCF, University of Central Florida, tonight. That's going to be a tester. Taco, their center, yes, his name is Taco, is 310 pounds, 7'6". That's a big boy. That's a big dude. He says he's not going to get posterized by Zion. He's not going to let it happen. I don't know what that's going to mean tonight when Zion goes up for a dunk. Or if he gets a chance to go for a dunk. But he probably will, but we'll see what happens. I say if Zion gets shut down and say, I don't know, Cam Reddish or RJ Barrett, if two of the three of those three guys get shut down, I think Duke is going to be in a real heap of trouble. But if they all start clicking one after another, sorry, UCF, you're out then. Going with Gonzaga. Gonzaga had a good run. They got to face Florida State in the Sweet 16. Sweet 16, again, for Florida State for the, I believe it's the fifth consecutive season they've done this. And I got to say, I think Gonzaga's in a real heap of trouble. Real heap of trouble. Florida State's got deep bench experience. Very experienced team. Coaches, they have a great coach, head coach there. He's done a great job there, Florida State. But a thing to take away from Florida State, and my condolences go out to the family of one of their players or one of their athletes who had lost a family member, finding out right after the game, after they beat Murray State, they found out he had passed away. And so my condolences go out to Florida State fans, Florida State family, for the player and the team. It's very sad and very hard to lose someone in this especially in this time moment when it's tournament time, and if I believe that this is going to be, this kid is going to use every ounce of energy he has and to honor his father or his family member, whoever it was. And I think Florida State is going to beat down hard on Gonzaga. I'm saying a double-digit win for Florida State over Gonzaga. I just feel this sense of fire that Florida State has now. And the Seminoles are just going to torture them. So that's what I believe for that matchup. Now you got Texas Tech and Buffalo tonight. Mac School, the winner of the Big 12 season outright. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I got Texas Tech. Sorry, Mac School, Buffalo. You're a great school, but today I got Texas Tech. Because I truly believe that Michigan winning yesterday against Florida, we're going to see a Texas Tech-Michigan Sweet 16 matchup. And they met last year in the Sweet 16 matchup. And Michigan won and then went on to win the title last year. Over Villanova, who Villanova now is out in this, it's tied for the worst loss in tournament history for their school, points margin-wise. Then you're going on to, the UK side. Kentucky side. Midwest. You got UK. We'll play the winner, Ohio State and Houston. Then UNC will play Washington tonight, and then the winner that will play Auburn. I say right now, the winner of the Houston-Ohio State game is going to give Kentucky a lot of heart. But I can't say who's going to win right now. I just can't. I don't know. Then you got, if UNC holds off and wins, which they should, then I got UNC and Auburn in that matchup. I'm taking UNC. Sorry, Charles Barkley, but UNC it's UNC, man. They're tournament ready. They're tournament ready. They're ready to go to the Elite Eight and then hopefully get to the Final Four and then to the championship and win it all. We'll see what happens. Then you got the in the South region, you got Tennessee, Virginia, the 1-2 seeds. Virginia will play Oklahoma today. I can honestly see Virginia putting either. Here's what I think is going to happen. If Virginia struggles in the first half, then they're gonna make it. It's gonna be a hard game for them to come. If they're down in the first half, it's gonna be hard to come back. But Tony Bennett has proven many times, time again, once you're down as many as 10, you still come back and win. But teams do fall apart. They were down 10 points against Louisville at the half in Louisville. And came out and won by, I believe it was 12. 11, 12 points, some of that. It was not good for Louisville that day. But, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. With Tony Bennett's game plan there against Oklahoma. Then you have, if Virginia can survive, they'll play against either, obviously, UC Irvine or Oregon. That came from UC Irvine, Oregon. I don't know why, but I think I'm going to go with UC Irvine. Because UC Irvine, they demolish their opponents in their conference. Yeah, it's a smaller conference. They won their conference championship by 30-plus points. 30-plus points. It was 94-62, I believe. That's a 32-point win. In a conference championship game? That's incredible. Sorry, Ducks. But I think it's time for you to fly away because UC Irvine's got this one. Then you got the... moving on to our next ones. LSU... got a big game against Michigan State coming up in the Sweet 16 because they survived against Maryland and they slid by right by the door and right in there, leaving less than 2 seconds to go. They just he literally drove. LSU guard drove and just went in and they like they talked about on the analysts on the show there on CBS Sports. He went up and under, and he took it underhand. He didn't force it up overhand. If he'd forced it overhand, try to put it up overhand, like pushing the ball up, he would have just got stuffed. But since he took underhand, he got under the defender's arm and went right off the glass and into the bucket, and they won it. That was a good game. Maryland was not in that game in the first half at all. And they came back, fought back, but just wasn't quite enough. And then to wrap it up for the second round games, you got a... Liberty against Virginia Tech. That's going to be a good one. I honestly can see Liberty giving them heck, but I think I'm going to go BT, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has just been a team that they see they see an opportunity to take it to the Sweet 16. I think they can. It's gonna be amazing. And but that's what I got. So that's all we got time for today, folks. Kind of a little short. Hope otherwise you all have a great day and enjoy your basketball watching, and we'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.